Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Lance O'Donnell. The New Testament reading for today is Luke chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. One day, as Jesus was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders came up and said to him, "Tell us, by what authority you do these things? Or who is it that gave you this authority?" He answered them, "I also will ask you a question. Now tell me. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from man?" And they discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, all the people will stone us to death, for they are convinced that John was a prophet." So they answered that they did not know where it came from. And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." And he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard, and let it out to tenants, and went into another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to his tenants so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent another servant, but they also beat and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Let us kill him, so that the inheritance may be ours." And they threw him out of the vineyard, and they killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When they heard this, they said, "Surely not." But he looked directly at them and said, "What then is this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him. O Lord, have mercy on us." Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In love, the Lord sent prophets and seers and judges to call his chosen people to repentance and show them the way of life. Yet again and again and again, God's messengers were scorned and rejected by Israel's religious leaders. They grumbled even against Moses, and later against Isaiah and Jeremiah and others. And so it was, at just the right time in human history, the Lord sent John the Baptist to prepare the way for the coming Savior. That Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, was then confronted by a new generation of rebellious leaders. In Luke 20, in the wake of his cleansing of the temple, Jesus' question about the authority of John the Baptist exposed the Jewish religious leaders' unbelief and cowardly finger-in-the-wind approach to spiritual service. Jesus, however, is no coward. He knows that the time for his sacrificial death for the sins of the world is near. He needs as many people as will hear to understand the kind of devilish deception many of their religious leaders are up to. So he tells the parable of the wicked tenants, in which he reveals the eternal consequences for all who reject the grace of God. In the parable, the servants sent to collect fruit from the tenants are the prophets of God. The tenants are the religious leaders. These religious leaders mistreat one prophet after another. Finally, God sent his beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him. But the religious leaders aren't just greedy or sinfully misguided. Deep down, they actually hate God and his grace. They're covetous and rebellious. They're tools of Satan, the great deceiver and author of death. And so they killed the beloved son. What will God do to such people? Jesus says it clearly. He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. The religious leaders knew he was talking about them, and when they heard this, they said, "Surely not." Perhaps 3 years earlier in his ministry, Jesus would have taken a different approach, but he was dealing with rank spiritual rebellion here. His time was short, and he wanted everyone to know what was going down, so he looked right at them and asked a question about Psalm 118, verse 22. "What then is this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." And then Jesus said, "Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him. Jesus, is God in the flesh. His ministry proved him to be the promised Savior of the world, the final and complete sacrifice for sin, and the fulfillment of all of God's Old Testament history and promises. His resurrection from the dead established the eternal validity of his word and status. He is the beloved Son. For those who trust in him, he is the cornerstone upon which the spiritual house of faith is built, a house of living stones, an eternal church of his beloved. But for those who reject him, well, the word is clear. The stone of Christ will crush them. May the Spirit of God grant you repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, the beloved Son. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the stone that the builders rejected, but on the third day you became the cornerstone. By your word and spirit, open our hearts to receive you as the beloved Son sent from the Father, so that we might always embrace suffering as the means by which we enter into your glory. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.